So what we're going to do is we're going to put some headphones on, we'll play a series of beats, and we just want you to give us a clap when you hear the beat.
Wendy Worry is an artist living in the Cheetatha community, a few kilometres outside of Roebourne in the Pilbara. But right now she's in a minibus, which is stationed in the car park outside of Roebourne Primary School. She's undergoing a series of hearing tests. It's part of a mobile ear health service which provides free ear health checks. Hundreds of kids have come through its doors since Chevron's ear health program started in the Pilbara 7 years ago. Amelia Scheel is the Pilbara Ear Health Coordinator with Telethon Speech and Hearing.
All the children are screened on our bus or in a classroom in the summer when it's very hot. We work in collaboration with school health nurses as well. So school health nurses do their kindergarten checks on children. So we tend to start from ages pre-primary and onwards. But we also do visit childcare centres as well.
Hearing difficulty is one of the biggest health problems in the Pilbara, and it's a significant one. Aboriginal children have the highest rates of otitis media in the world. It's a middle ear infection that causes hearing loss.
It just means that this is more than likely affecting their hearing, and it does happen from such a young age, which then can also have adverse effects on their speech and language development and overall learning in the school classroom.
If the problems are found, they're treated, including the possibility of surgery.
I know that our program is working, and I know that our attendance rates at clinics have been a great increase from when we first commenced with the program to now. It's steady at probably about an 85% attendance to clinics and near 100 for our ENT. So that is absolutely amazing for the area we live in. A lot of the issues we see is middle ear related, so that is what causes conductive hearing loss, and conductive hearing loss is not permanent, so it's fluctuating, and it can be turned around, I guess, if we put grommets in, because then we release that fluid out of the middle ear and equalise the pressure in the middle ear space, and then the child can hear again. They are last resort, because obviously it's a surgical procedure and a child has to be anaesthetised. The other procedure that our ENT specialist does is repairing the eardrum. So a lot of our children that have had the chronic infections when they're younger don't have much eardrums left, so they can't repair themselves and they have to be surgically repaired. And when they're repaired, their hearing is returned to near normal.
So what's it like sort of having these kids in the clinic that you've returned their hearing to them? What's that like as a practitioner?
Well, it's amazing for my colleague Tracy and I to see that, you know, even if we help one child, at least we know that they're going to be able to learn and sit in the classroom and hear what the teacher's saying and what their peers are saying.
And that's helped the kids' performance at school. David Payne is the principal of the Roebourne School.
If you don't have a hearing issue, you can't understand how the other people are feeling when you're talking. So you think, it sounds great, we'll keep it quiet, but unless you have the professional learning or that experience, the teachers don't know that the kids are not picking up on what's being heard and misunderstanding it. And a lot of issues in learning, a lot of issues with behaviour, is just down to they can't hear the instruction properly. And so if we can alleviate that concern, we alleviate and address a lot of other concerns too. A lot of kids might, you know, start, you know, pulling out of school and disengaging just because I can't hear, because they're not getting that academic success. And it's nothing to do with their brain, nothing to do with their ability or their potential. It's just because I can't hear. And if we can reduce the symptoms, we can reduce the incidence, we'll make a lifetime of difference.